Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.7% and NASDAQ futures down 1.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Asian markets were under pressure overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bond yields are higher, with the US 10-year yield up 6 basis points at 1.79%. The dollar is broadly firmer, oil is up, gold is slightly softer, industrial metals are mostly higher, and Bitcoin is gaining following recent weakness. Although US equities staged a strong recovery late in yesterday's session, the Russia-Ukraine situation and the Fed policy outlook remain a headwind for markets. The US put 8,500 troops on high alert for possible deployment to Eastern Europe, while this week's FOMC is also expected to set the stage for a March rate liftoff. Meanwhile, other influences on sentiment include the waning effects of fiscal stimulus, slowing economic recovery, and an underwhelming US third quarter earnings season so far. On the data front, German IFO beat expectations, while overnight, Australia's headline inflation came in above the Reserve Bank of Australia's 2-3% target, while underlying inflation was also above the central bank's most recent projections. South Korea GDP growth was in line. The Monetary Authority of Singapore unexpectedly tightened to stem inflation. And Bank of Japan Governor Kuroda acknowledged the risk of inflation moving higher, but still sounded dovish on policy. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Chain Store, FHFA House Price Index, and Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Consumer Confidence, and Crude Inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that Change Healthcare is exploring the sale of payment integrity business ClaimsXten to clear the way for the acquisition by United Health. Bloomberg reported that Nvidia is preparing to give up on its acquisition of Arm from SoftBank. Reuters reported that Lyondell Basell Industries is unlikely to be able to offload its Houston refinery as swiftly as predicted. And in after-hours trading yesterday, IBM shares were up around 2.5% as demand for the company's hybrid cloud offering underpinned better-than-expected earnings. Among the companies due to post their results before the open today, American Express, Verizon, 3M, Lockheed Martin, Johnson & Johnson, and General Electric. Asian equities ended sharply lower overnight, as markets in the region shrugged off the dramatic rally in US stocks late in yesterday's session. Australia was the worst performer as an inflation shock added to existing market fears over tensions over Ukraine. The ASX ended at 8-month lows. Japan closed a little off its lows, but still steeply down, with the Nikkei briefly dipping below 27,000, and the TOPIX is now in a formal correction. There were continued losses in Korea, now at a fresh 13-month low, and Taiwan was also weak. Greater China was lower, with Shenzhen underperforming, and Hong Kong saw losses across the board. In regional news, while Asia tracked US futures throughout the session, there were also a string of negative domestic stories. High Australian inflation, a Hong Kong COVID outbreak, tighter South Korea restrictions on record infections, surprise monetary policy tightening in Singapore, and more bad news in China's property sector. And China's onshore and offshore yuan rose to levels not seen since May 2018 today, as Beijing continued to loosen control over exchange rates, and despite the Bank of China easing monetary policy to support flagging economic growth. European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. In European news, ahead of next week's Bank of England policy update, UK interest rate markets are pricing in a roughly 90% chance of a 25 basis point hike, which will be the first back-to-back interest rate rise in 3 years. UK politics is still in the headlines amid reports after another lockdown breach in Downing Street. There are reports that a birthday party was held for Prime Minister Johnson in June 2020 with up to 30 people in attendance. Conservative backbench members of Parliament are waiting for a report on the COVID breaches before deciding whether to trigger a confidence vote. The Italian presidency vote ended in stalemate as party leaders try to agree on a consensus candidate to avoid political instability. And the latest UK public borrowing data came in below official forecasts, with UK Chancellor Sunak on track for a windfall of £13 billion despite a sharp rise in debt interest costs. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.